We just finished our second showing of the Passion of the Christ, and just want to ask, probably I'll ask my brother Leroy here, so what do you think about the movie, and what do you think is the greatest impact after watching it?
Well, I think the movie really expressed how sin had came in and God had paid the ultimate penalty for that sin. And I think that when the most important thing that kind of intrigued me is at the very end when he got up and he walked, that shows me that death has no sting over us any longer, and that God had given us the power to become the children of God through his sacrifice and his suffering for us.
So what do you think about the movie? Did it impact you, and in what way?
I was really touched. The really point that grabbed me is how much of abuse that Jesus took, bearing his cross to his grave. And, you know, I kind of see how much pain he endured. And that made me think on my life, and that I will suffer some affliction and pain. And but I'm able to come through and come out of it.
So what's your first name?
My name is Brother Antonio Manuel.
Oh, okay. And would you mind if you tell us, you know, a little bit of your background or what brought you here?
I am a resident of Amnesty Oasis Commission, which is a faith-based transitional living program from Brothers re-enter to society out of institutions of incarceration. And my life has been, you know, I've been taking a lot of abuse throughout. I've been in and out of prison. I've been on the streets. I've been into drugs, gangs, alcoholism. But now I've been beaten. But Amnesty Oasis is helping me turn my life around.
That's great. So you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
I know Jesus Christ, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
I'm Sean Coleman. I'm a part of Amnesty Oasis Commission. Just got out of prison March the 24th. And I thank you for sharing the Passion of Christ with me. And I got out of it that the Lord sacrificed a lot for our sins, for our souls, for our survival. And I thank him for that.
So, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, brother.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nick? Gretchen.
Okay, and what do you think about the movie, and
what
do you think
of the impact? Well, I am a believer. I'm a believer. So, I mean, it was, I mean, you know, it's always good to be reminded of, you know, really what he did for us. And I think this time of year is a perfect time to do it, too, because, you know, people are really... am I being filmed? Can I start this over again? I had no idea. You just don't realize, you know, the magnitude of what he did. And I think that's what I love about this movie, is it really, it goes right to the heart of, you know, his purpose and how we're to live our life here on earth. So,
do you have any message out there for those who might be listening to this podcast?
You know, if you really don't understand it and haven't taken it seriously, you know, I just want to encourage all of you to really look at this very closely and give your heart an opportunity to believe it and to accept it as real.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.